This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Four U.S. police officers told a congressional investigating committee Tuesday in gripping detail how an angry mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th in an attempt to block certification of Joe Biden's win in the November presidential election. The officer said they feared for their lives as about 800 rioters stormed past outmanned law enforcement authorities. They testified that the rioters taunted them with racial and political epithets, sprayed chemical irritants at them, grabbed for their shields and sidearms, and engaged with law enforcement officers in hand-to-hand combat. This was the first day of public hearings on the deadly mayhem more than 6 months ago. It was the worst attack in more than two centuries on the U.S. Capitol building. The select committee listening to the testimony is made up of seven Democratic members of the House of Representatives and two Republicans. The hearing on Tuesday was broadcast live on television and the Internet. During the three-and-a-half-hour hearing, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Aquilino Gonell testified, The rioters called me a traitor, a disgrace. Gonell is a veteran of the U.S. Army. Gonell said at one point he was crushed by the onslaught of rioters. He said he thought, this is how I'm going to die. Washington police officer Michael Fanone told lawmakers he was repeatedly shocked with a taser. He said footage from his body cam indicated he was knocked unconscious for several minutes. In the effort to defend former President Donald Trump from accusations he incited the violence at the Capitol, numerous Republicans have minimized the event. One lawmaker compared the rioters to tourists. Others voted against a measure honoring police for protecting the Capitol. From Washington, this is VOA News.